Part of the problem we deal with, all of us as pastors, is our failure to recognize that the disastrous impacts of our sinful nature affects everything we are and everything we do. All of our denominational structures are human institutions, just like any other human institution, no matter what ecclesiastical language we may cloak them in, and are therefore subject to the same temptations, flaws, and failures of every other part of the human reality. And in Germany and today, those denominational structures tend to get in the way of this faithful witness to the Word. We certainly have an obligation to, our first obligation, in my opinion, is to those, to that congregation to which we have been called, to, by God, to speak His Word. That's primary. Certainly to our fellow pastors, we also have an obligation to humbly, lovingly, patiently, but firmly witness to the truth and call them back to the call that they have from God. Again, that's going to get you in all kinds of trouble. That's the way it is. Once more, I'll say what I said before. Who among the faithful has ever been popular? Troublers of Israel. That's what Ahab called Elijah, of course. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it has to be. And again, that's not going to make you popular professionally. It's not going to help your career any. But career isn't what ministry is about. It's about faithfulness to God and to His Word. And that witness, first to your local congregation, then to your individual call, and then to those in, your brothers in the ministry, is an important dynamic of that whole pattern. Now, what happened in Germany was that the traditional denominations began to split. We ended up with what was called the Confessing Church on one wing, and with among, divisions among them as to how far they should go. And they were those who were willing to make some protest. Eventually, they were disciplined and excluded by the established denomination. On the other side, you had those who were dedicated, committed Nazi, who were pastors. The German Christians, they were called. But neither one of those two groups were the majority. In the middle, you had those who weren't going to do anything either way in the established church structures. That's the way it typically breaks down. You can look at our political spectrum or the denominational battles within all of our various church bodies and so on. Most people never take a position one way or the other. That's the easiest thing to do. But silence is every bit as much a sin as saying the wrong thing, particularly on an issue like this one.